That means if your flight is canceled, delayed, or rerouted, it is on the airline to make amends.
What's up, passengers, sophisticated flyers, crew, whoever's listening to this in the United States or wherever, probably. Hope everybody's doing well. What I want to talk about in this podcast, sorry, I'm banging a lot of things around in this little closet that I'm recording in, but what I want to talk about in this podcast is something that all Americans need to know. Americans that fly. Americans that pay money for airline tickets. Americans that pay taxes. You consume. You, the American consumer. We're going to talk about this Reader's Digest article that I found on the internet. And it talks about 11 ways to get cash from an airline instead of a voucher. Now, let me tell you how I came up with this podcast idea. This podcast, well, subject. It's not my idea, but you know what I'm saying. So I was in like upstate New York somewhere in a mid-sized airport. And during this crazy weather week, especially weather coming from the Midwest and heading all the way up to the New England or whatever. Most of our day got canceled and we just had to do one flight to Philly from this upstate New York City. Anyway, so while we were sitting there, I was with another crew from my company. The gate agent makes an announcement to the group that, you know, the flight was oversold by two people and she needed two volunteers. And if she got those two volunteers, she would be happy to give them a $500, you know, airline voucher each that they can use in the future, blah, blah, blah. Maybe transfer to somebody else. I'm not for sure. You know, that depends on the airline and some of the stipulations that goes with the vouchers. And yeah, so she didn't get any volunteers, of course, because I'm like, shoot, lady, it's only $500. That ain't jack diddly squat in this economy, in this recession, in 2023. You better up that ante. I wouldn't have came for it either and volunteered-ish, okay? So, but anyway, she didn't get her volunteers right away. I don't know if she ever got them. She must have, because it was my flight. And we went out with 50 people. But then she comes back again, maybe 15 minutes later. It's like, hey, we're really looking for these volunteers. We'd rather get volunteers now than when we board because we don't want any confrontation. And we would love it if someone would be nice enough to volunteer. Again, she did not up the price of the ticket with her second attempt. It was still a $500 voucher. So me and the other flight attendant are sitting there and I'm like, psh. I was like, whatever, lady. Like, yeah, she needs to up the ante on that. That's why she's not getting any volunteers. They want more than $500. Something, give them, you know, $500. Plus, if you're keeping them there, maybe a hotel stay or a food voucher for that as well. You know, whatever. And sometimes they will. But she didn't offer that except the second attempt to get her volunteers. So me and the other flight attendant are talking. She goes, yeah. She goes, yeah, I heard that sometimes. Like, you can get cash back instead. Like, people should be able to ask for cash back or a cash refund or something like that. Or you can get cash instead of the voucher. I was like, yeah, I think I heard that too. There's this lawyer that she's on several social media platforms, but she's got a YouTube channel too. She's really young. But yeah, she talks about that too. And I know I've heard it more than once about the cash voucher. Like, that's your right to ask for that as a U.S. citizen in the United States. I don't know if it comes exactly from the passenger bill of rights or wherever from the Department of Transportation. But in these agreements. But yeah, you can ask for cash instead of that. Now, does the airline want to give you that damn cash? Hell no. They're going to find any which way they can to get around that. Vouchers are best for them because they can offer you and lowball you all you want to. And it's just an exchange for you to fly on a future date with the voucher. That money's not coming out of their hands. You just fly on a later date. But whatever. With a voucher. But yeah, but then my first time, Buster chimes in. He goes, I thought they can only offer you the voucher or whatever. I was like, no, I've heard this before. You can, you know, they can. You can ask for cash. Now, of course, I'm going to go on the trusty internet, on the Google. And I got on the Google. And then, you know, this article comes out from Reader's Digest. Now, this is Reader's Digest, people. Reader's Digest. I've been reading that. I'm 47. I've been reading that on and off since I was 8 years old. It's Reader's Digest. They know what the hell they're talking about. They know how to do their research. They are going to find legitimate resources and give you the truth. It's Reader's Digest. Please. But anyway, so I find this article and it's titled 11 Ways to Get Cash from an Airline Instead of a Voucher. So we're going to, I'm not going to read the article to you. I might read a, you know, few paragraphs here and there, but I just want to go over the fine points of this article. So you, as the passenger, you as the American citizen, know your rights, as you should. A lot of people just take the time to read some of this stuff. You'll be better off. Because we all know that the traveling experience can be very difficult. Sensory overload. Everything overload. It can be too much. You know, if it should be fun, but it's a very complicated, huge system that relies on so many different other systems and sets of skills and different employee groups. It is unbelievable that even lasted this long in this damn industry. But anywho. So the article is by Danielle Brath. It was, it says it was updated on February 15th, 2023. And she starts out saying, you know, if you're being inconvenienced, you deserve cash. Cash. In fact, you're often entitled to it by law. And now she goes on about how to get it. So she's like, you know, she says cash is king. If you are being bumped from a flight, it can mean that you can get a load of cash, is what she's saying. And that's not a bad thing. Whenever is cash a bad thing? Exactly. Because cash, you can do whatever you want with it. Maybe you don't want another flight in the future on that airline. Maybe you want to get your damn car fixed. Right? You need that taken care of. You're going to get the flight that you're on that you need to go for that day. And then you get the cash from the airline. And you can take that and go pay for your car repair or whatever you need it for. Okay. That way you use the money for whatever the hell you want to use it for, not for another flight that you didn't necessarily anticipate on taking. But then she goes on to say that, you know, the problem is airlines will do their darndest to get you to accept the voucher. Or worse, their deepest apologies. Nope, that is not enough. So she says, in fact, you might not realize this, but in many situations, you're actually entitled to that cash. Here's what you need to know to actually get it and when things go awry at the airport. All right, so she says that you should use a secondary travel marketplace. So she says, you know, after you've gotten one of those vouchers after a travel mishap, but you really rather have the cash, your best bet is to use a secondary travel marketplace. Some of these, like, I never heard of these myself. Spare Fare. They allow you to sell your travel reservations and airline vouchers to other travelers. She goes, it's like eBay, but for flights and holidays. The only requirement is that the airline allows the transfer of vouchers to other people. Now see, there you go right there. That will vary from airline to airline. Some airlines will allow you to transfer it to other people. Some airlines will not. So you have to know that beforehand. But then she goes on and says that you can just avoid the step by insisting that the airline give you money for your inconvenience. It is your right to do so. So here are the rules about overbooking. She says in an article that a whopping 24% of Americans accept airline offer of vouchers or food instead of getting the cash that they are owed. And this is according to a recent survey conducted by AirHelp. Never heard of it. But what you need to know is that under U.S. law, you don't have to volunteer to give up your seat. And if you are denied booking to overbook, excuse me, if you are denied boarding to due to overbooking, you may be eligible to claim compensation up to about $1,350. That depends on the value of your ticket fare and the ultimate delay in the arrival of your destination. She says a lot of times the cash value of the voucher is often less than the cash compensation to which you're entitled to by law. By law. So at AirHelp, they say that they advise all travelers to always check whether that their flight disruption entitles them to cash compensation from the airline and to file a claim for it. Now, this is something called AirHelp. Now, this is Reader's Digest. This is, they pulled this information. I suggest you may go check them out at airhelp.com. That's AIRHELP.com. Oh, and I'm looking at it right now. They've got some kind of like calculator thing up here. I guess it helps them check for your compensation. Oh, this is neat. You guys should give it a go. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Anywho, back to the article. So I got a little caught up there. I didn't even know something like that existed. All right, so then the next part of the article, she talks about changing the narrative. So she says, you know, airlines will go out of their way to hide what they are legally obligated to do, relying on your lack of knowledge to simply shrug and proceed on. Now, this person who just, she quotes Dale Johnson, who's the co-founder of Nomad Paradise. So that means if your flight is canceled, delayed, or rerouted, it's on the airline to make amends. Let me repeat to the Americans.
That means if your flight is canceled, delayed, or rerouted, it is on the airline to make amends.
So Johnson goes on to say that you should simply just refuse the voucher. Just refuse it and stand your ground. Now, depending on who you are out there, I've seen this stuff go down at gates. Like, just waiting for my plane to come in. I see other things going on at other flights, and I'm just standing to the side, you know, trying to mind my own damn business, waiting for my plane to come in. But, you know, it's the airline industry. There's confrontations here and there, and stuff goes down, and I'm listening, and I can't help it. But, yeah, I've seen people, they will stand their ground. Not most people, but some people, a few people will. They will stand their ground and argue with the gate agent, whatever. There is a limitation to what the gate is told and allowed to do. So if it escalates more where you want more than this, you know, a lot of times you don't have to get a supervisor or manager involved. But whatever, I'm just telling you your rights as an American citizen when flying the friendly and unfriendly skies. So then she goes on to say that the amount of money that you can get depends on why your flight was canceled, delayed, or rerouted, but it can range from a few hundred dollars to thousands, and it will usually cover the price of your ticket. So like I said, you already bought a ticket for a flight, right? Well, this is me talking. This is not from the article. But you already bought a ticket for your flight. Maybe you paid, for example, from Boston to Las Vegas, and you paid $700. All right. For your round trip ticket. Well, they owe you that flight, that round trip, because you already paid for that. But they want volunteers because they overbooked the flight by 10 people or something. And they only want to give you like a $300 voucher or a $500 voucher. And you're not having that. And it's a voucher for you to take on another flight on their airline. You may want to fly Spirit, God forbid, next time. Or you may, like I said, you need to pay some bills or your car broke down and you'd rather have the cash money to take care of that. Okay? Or let's say you just expended too much money on your Vegas trip and maybe you could use that $1,000 or $1,500 or whatever you can negotiate in cash and you want to use it to pay for your hotel room so you have more cash to go gamble and see strippers. I don't know. But you may not want their funky ass voucher. Okay? All right. So then she goes on to say that you want to explain how the situation inconvenienced you, like they don't already know, and give specific numbers and receipts to how much out of pocket you're going to be. Yes. So this can also include extra accommodation for you that you had to purchase, even the food that you had to eat because you had to stay at the airport longer or you couldn't get out until the next day and you don't live in that particular city. You may live 2 hours away and had to drive in to Boston or Philly or wherever and take that flight out because you live in some really small town and that's the closest airport. Do you want to go drive back another 2 hours and have to come to the airport the next day or whatever, a few hours later? No, you're probably going to just, if you can afford it, stay at a hotel. But should that be on your pocket, on your dime? No. No, no, no. No, no, no. All right, so now they're talking about tweeting. And I'm not that big of a fan of Twitter, and simply because I've seen a lot of people get fired from
talking smack on the Twitter too.
But I do like it when it comes to dealing with corporations and customer service. They don't like being embarrassed on the Twitter, on the tweets, on the Twitty elites. And if enough people get on there and raise hell on there, there are people that watch the Twitter feed for those corporations, and they'll try to. At least from what I'm seeing, especially airlines, they try to accommodate people on the Twitter feed. Damn it! Hey guys, whoopsie daisy. Normally I would edit that out, but I thought it was hilarious. It was my mom.
So I left it in.
Tweet. All right, tweet it up. It's in the public domain, so your request is far more likely to be taken seriously, says Johnson. So he was saying that he once had a flight from England to Portugal canceled and he had to stay 2 nights in England. And the airline tried to put him on a flight to a different city in Portugal, which he refused. He goes on to say that if I had taken the flight, I wouldn't have been eligible to claim a refund, Johnson says. I contacted them via email, contact form, and Twitter. And within hours, I was talking to an assistant via Twitter DMs. Johnson was refunded for the original flight and his rebooked flight. So don't miss these red flags. Yeah, so speaking of Twitter, so I have a Twitter experience just real quick. There was a situation, this is in the first 3 or 4 months of the pandemic in the U.S. of A. anyways. And I got supervisor called me and was like, hey, we got a social media complaint. And, you know, I never heard that before in my career. I was like, what do you mean a social media complaint? They were like, well, passengers were complaining that they saw crew members not wearing their masks. Now, this is when the mask was enforced in order for your ass to fly. Federally enforced by the government, everybody has to wear a mask with the exception of a medical condition and you had to provide some kind of proof of that. I'm not going to go into HIPAA and all that crap. That is what it was going down at that time. So, anywho, I said to my, I'll say social media complaint, because then I'm starting thinking about people with video cameras. I was like, what do you mean? Like, what social media platform? I wasn't going to allow that supervisor manager to be vague, because I wanted to know, because I had to go double check, make sure my face wasn't anywhere, because I don't appreciate that crap. So, he says it was on Twitter, and I was like, okay. I asked the date, and I went and looked for it. Now, I couldn't find anything with me in it. I wore my mask, so I think it was the deadheading crew members in the back or the non-rev crew members in their uniforms, and they were doing crap like that, taking their mask off. But I accidentally stumbled on all this other stuff where people were taking pictures of crew members not wearing their masks when everyone was supposed to wear it. And I also just stumbled on to other complaints that people had to this major airline. And a lot of times I would see the complaint, the tweet that with the, whatever the complaint was. And then you would see somebody respond. This is on their, that airline's Twitter feed, their official corporate Twitter feed. So then people would, somebody from corporate, that airline, which I almost said by accident, someone from there would like, oh, please DM us your details and we will handle it, or we'll take a look at it for you or whatever. So there are people watching the Twitter feed from these airlines, or at least the major ones anyway, that they'll try to accommodate you, help you, or assist you in that way through Twitter. So like the dude says, tweet it out. Tweet it out. All right, so we're moving on with the rest of the article. Understand the law regarding delays. Yes, I would encourage everyone to do that. Just take a good gander and read it. The Department of Transportation Aviation Laws. There's a link here in this article. So you can hit all these links and look these things up. So it says the Department of Transportation Aviation Laws are a little confusing, but you should try to familiarize yourself with them. It says that airlines don't guarantee their schedules, and there are no federal requirements when it comes to delays with domestic flights. International flights have their own rules, but often an airline will provide money for food, drinks, and a hotel if the flight is severely delayed. So it says, it goes on to say that those people who involuntarily are bumped are entitled to compensation in the form of a check.
In the form of a check.
In the form of a check.
Or cash.
If this happens and you're scheduled to arrive at your destination 1 to 2 hours after your original arrival time, the airline must pay you 200% of your one-way fare that day with a $675 maximum. And then it ends with, if you wanted to avoid delays. There's all other links in here in this article. I really encourage you to check it out. There's links here about avoiding delays. And it's talking about the best time of day to fly to avoid delays. Oh my God. Yeah, it's a lot. And so I'm not going through all of that. But when you read this article on your own, yeah, click some of these links within the article and, you know, just familiarize yourself with the information. I'll tell you folks, the article is long. I think I'm gonna have to stop and do a part two, friends. Yeah, because I'm hitting 25 minutes here. All right, yeah, there's gonna have to be a part two because this is a lot, but I think this information is very important. I think people need to know, you need to know your rights, because that's what some of these airlines are banking on, that you don't know your rights, and that more than likely you're gonna be a boo-boo kitty, homie the clown, dumb dummy, and not try to fight for your rights and demand what you are owed legally by U.S. law. All right, so last one for part one of this segment. This is a long article, but it is Reader's Digest, and they do their most with their research and detail, so you know what's going on. It's Reader's Digest, people. Come on. I highly respect it. All right, so last for this segment of the podcast, part one, don't accept. It says that you are under no obligation to accept the voucher. Says Sopiko Davalishvili. I'm so sorry if I mispronounced that, sir. I think that's a sir. this Sopiko is a communication specialist for MyFlyRight. Never heard of it. MyFlyRight. That's a link there. So Google it. MyFlyRight. So you only have to take the voucher if you specifically signed an agreement to receive a voucher instead of monetary compensation. Sopiko says. So this typically occurs during a chat at the gate before boarding begins. Didn't I already talk about this? And everything should be spelled out in writing. So if the airline forgets to mention that cash is an option, make sure that you stand your ground, he says. And I will go into this part of the link. I'm going to click on it for you. It says here are a few things that airline gate agents may not tell you. Oh, no, I'm not. Because, whoa, that's a long article, too. That's a whole nother podcast, friends. And this one looks fun. But anyway, I'm going to sign out. I thank you all for listening. If you got any suggestions, hit me up at myneedlejet@aol.com. Maybe you want to be on the podcast as a guest and tell about your passenger horror stories, or your crew member. You want to be a guest and tell about your crew member horror stories dealing with anywhere from gate agents, flight attendants, pilots, ramp, passengers, ATC, scheduling, whatever. I thank you for listening. And peace out.